Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Abrego Garcia, who is married to a U.S. citizen and has a 5-year-old disabled child who is also a U.S. citizen, has no criminal record in the United States, according to his attorney. The Trump administration does not claim he has a criminal record, but called him a danger to the community. Abrego Garcia was not charged with a crime.
So, yesterday, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey broke a long-standing record.
Actually, this racist manure pile, Strom Thurmond's 1957 record for the longest filibuster of 24 hours and 18 minutes, is now the second longest filibuster, second to the black man from New Jersey. Senator Booker broke this record with a time of 25 hours and 5 minutes, beginning the night before last and wrapping up yesterday evening.
I rise with the intention of disrupting the normal business of the United States Senate for as long as I am physically able. This would be a crisis for elder care. This would be a crisis for disability services. What it is, when a nation isn't taking care of its elders, it's a crisis of our national character. Why are so many women dying in childbirth and in the postpartum period in America? Shameful. And now, I just found out that the community violence intervention money that you allowed me to fight so hard to get into that bill is being clawed back by Donald Trump. They're writing me letters with words like fear and terror. They're talking about staying up at night and not being able to sleep because they don't have a president that comforts them. I mean, it's almost like you can't make this up, honestly. Another story from a Social Security employee in New Jersey. I am a claims representative for our Social Security field office. The most dramatic changes I've noticed from our recent change in operations is that our appointment calendar seems to be filling up more quickly for simple post-entitlement changes. We've gone through healthcare cuts. We've gone through Social Security being attacked and undermined and slashed. If you're revoking somebody's visa, make a phone call. Tell them that you have 30 days to leave. But there should be due process. You should have to prove your claims in court. If this person is somehow allying with some kind of enemy, prove it. You don't need more tax cuts. And we as a society have an obligation to each other, to those farmers, to those rural folks, to the cops I stood with at the funeral of one of their colleagues in Newark 2 weeks ago. It's not right or left, it's right or wrong. It's not a partisan moment. It's an American moment. It's a moral moment. Ask it to your friends. Are they better off economically? Well, I don't see how they could be because prices are up, stock market's down, the risk of recession is climbing, consumer confidence is in the gutter. I want to stand here today and tell you I'm going to do everything I can. I'm willing to go to some lengths. But I am inadequate. You are inadequate. We're senators with all of this power, but in this democracy, the power of the people is greater than the people in power. This is a moral moment that more Americans need to stand up and say enough is enough.
In 1957, Thurmond rose in protest of the Civil Rights Act of 1957. Last night, Senator Booker rose in protest of rights being stripped away from Americans. He spoke on the great John Lewis, reminding us that good trouble, necessary trouble, is sometimes called for. He spoke about the struggles of everyday Americans being able to afford insurance premiums, prescription drug costs, the price of groceries, rent, and childcare. He also reminded us that we've been through this before and survived. Now, I can push back on that. But I'm not going to. That's not what this video is about. Our most pressing issue seems to be preserving the rules of law and due process. Every person has these rights. And at the moment, they're being ignored for certain folks. They aren't given the chance to speak for themselves in a court of law. So now, it's up to us to speak out for them. That's all there is to it. So, in solidarity with him at least doing something, saying something, I bring this to all of us. We need everyone to take an action right now. Today, not later. Now. These abductions occurring on American streets have got to stop. This isn't about politics. This is about the people who are being illegally disappeared from our cities and towns, colleges and universities, workplaces and churches. We need every single American to raise your voice. Pick up the phone and make a call. Call your elected officials and let them know you don't approve of abducting people and sending them to be imprisoned without access to representation, and then removed to unknown and unnamed locations for an unknown length of time. Like, if that's not the bare minimum that we can say as human beings, freedom-loving human beings, if that's not the time when we need to speak up, if that's not the time when our eyes can be opened, then when? On March 31st, the same day this filibuster started, Nick Miroff, writing for The Atlantic, shines a light on the one story that cannot be ignored.
The Trump administration acknowledged in a court filing Monday that it had grabbed a Maryland father with protected legal status and mistakenly deported him to El Salvador, but said that U.S. courts lack jurisdiction to order his return from the mega prison where he's now locked up. They claim that the court is powerless to order any relief, Sandoval Moschenberg told me. If that's true, the immigration laws are meaningless, all of them, because the government can deport whoever they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, and no court can do anything about it once it's done. Abrego Garcia, who is married to a U.S. citizen and has a 5-year-old disabled child who is also a U.S. citizen, has no criminal record in the United States, according to his attorney. The Trump administration does not claim he has a criminal record, but called him a danger to the community. Abrego Garcia was not charged with a crime.
The ICE agents were aware of this man, this father, and his husband's status. He was here in the U.S. completely legally, but they took him away anyway. They sent him there on March 15th because of an administrative error, quote unquote. I call bullshit. Bullshit. They sent him there because his skin tone wasn't to their liking, or his accent was just a little too thick, or maybe just because the ICE agent that arrested him had a fight with his partner before his shift and he was in a shitty mood. You see, when you give unlimited power to people who don't deserve it, because when that's the case, then who the hell knows why? You don't need an answer or a reason. But for this particular argument, YouTube, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter why they abducted him. The point is, they did. And the courts are throwing their hands up and echoing the leader of El Salvador saying, oopsie, oopsie. I wish it were funny, but here's the scary part. And yes, you're just now getting to the scary part, you two. The scary part is when this happens, when someone gets abducted and thrown away to El Salvador, and the news picks it up and says, what is happening here? This is the response from your state.
Flights to El Salvador were conducted, but now that the administration has conceded that there was an error of one Salvadoran national, will there be any reviews conducted? And does the president express any thoughts on the one error that was disclosed in court last night?
Well, first of all, the error that you are referring to was a clerical error. It was an administrative error. The administration maintains the position that this individual who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang.
They haven't demonstrated any evidence of that.
Number one. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking.
That has never been alleged anywhere.
In fact, number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated.
There is absolutely no evidence of this.
Is it clear enough yet, YouTube? This person has a protected status, known to ICE, and he was taken and enslaved anyway. And the state just says, oh, you know what? Remember when we admitted that he wasn't a gang member, but the loving father of an autistic child? Yeah, Well, actually, he is a gang member, but not only a secret, never seen before gang member, but he's also a human trafficker too. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, actually, he's not just a secret gang member and a full-on human trafficker, probably murderer. He's the secret leader of the entire fucking MS-13 criminal empire. And you know what else? His autistic son is actually a robot that can transform into a rocket launcher that fires nuclear warheads on your backyard. Now what? For those in your lives that only act on their own self-interest, keep in mind that this person wasn't taken in front of a judge or even given a phone call. If the state just decides to call you a gang member rather than face an apology after picking you up on a mistaken identity, what's your recourse? He had no chance to say, whoa, a mistake has been made. Let me talk to my lawyer. Nada. Instead, he's taken from Maryland, sent to Texas, put in chains, and then enslaved in El Salvador. Bada bing, bada fucking boom. Then, this fleshy bag full to the brim of human excrement, Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, went in front of the concerned press and spun a tale that could have come straight out of Grimm's fairy stories. She lied. She lied about him being convicted for being a gang member of MS-13, being a human trafficker, being a violent criminal, period. But then she doubles down, YouTube. She doubles down on the gang bit and decided he was the leader. He's a leader in MS-13 now. The only record he has is of an unpaid traffic
violation.
The motor vehicle kind, not human, by the way. And that's not enough to wake you up. Even when the facts are obvious, when the truth is known, and they've already admitted they were wrong, they still send the fleshy bag of human excrement on stage to say, no, actually, he's leader of a gang. How about them apples? Is this not enough to wake you up yet? If it's still not enough, how about this?
Here tonight, we are learning why a Columbia University student fled the country after ICE agents came to her door last week. She tells CBS News she's in Canada. And as Lisa Rosner reports, she denies advocating for violence and terrorism.
The doctoral student says days earlier she learned her student visa was revoked and immigration agents visited her without a warrant.
That I would be detained indefinitely. That was really my greatest fear.
Or this.
ICE agents. Now Tacos and Ghana's posted this security video on their social media. Four undercover men entered a Tacos and Ghana's truck at 1050 North Germantown Parkway just after 9:30. Three Tacos and Ghana's employees were working inside the truck. Moments later, the federal agents came inside, took their phones, and forced the employees to leave the truck. Now, according to Tacos and Ghana's, they did not leave behind any identifying information or paperwork.
Tell me, YouTube, when was the last time you felt safe when federal agents wear face masks and hoodies to hide their identities and kidnap people without ever showing a badge? When was the last time that felt safe for you? According to reporting, quote, we don't know if the men you see in the video work for ICE or for someone else. You'll see they have no uniforms. They do not show any badge or ID and did not even leave any identifying information or paperwork. Are you feeling a lot safer now, MAGA? Because this is the result of allowing this faceless, lawless hate squad roam around like it's normal.
Two Romanian nationals accused of posing as immigration agents to rob people in Southern California were in Orange County Superior Court Thursday when some of the individuals they're accused of targeting delivered emotional testimony.
YouTube. How about this? Showing up to obey the law can get you arrested and sent to El Salvador.
A group of people in Delray Beach, Florida were reportedly tricked into seeing an immigration officer at a local supervision office at the end of January, only to be detained and taken away by immigration law enforcement, a family member told NBC Miami. At least three people without criminal records have been detained in Nashville during
14 check-ins since Trump took office, according to the Nashville Banner. One New York judge acknowledged at a public hearing last week that ICE detained in the hallways outside of courthouses. Who's next? That's the point of all that stuff you just saw. Who's next? Who needs to be enslaved, sent to concentration camps, or just disappeared off the street for you to take action? Will you show up to the protest when they come for your neighbor because they posted a meme on social media? Maybe when your teenage son doesn't come home from baseball practice because he rolled his eyes in the direction of an undercover ICE agent. Will that get your attention, or can you see it now? Many of you out there do, I know. I'm talking to the ones that just needed a little help. The ones who just say what Cory Booker did means nothing. Maybe so. What are you going to do about it? Something is all that's required. If you know the direct number of your congressman or your congresswoman directly, call them. Call them. Don't stop. If you don't know that number, call the switchboard at 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call them. Call the switchboard. Get through. Call them. Annoy them. That's how he was able to gather the chutzpah to get up there for 25 hours and make a whole news cycle out of it. Make this story bigger than it would have been if it were just buried because the Democrats buried their head in the sand and wrote a strongly worded letter. This slowed down the process for 25 hours. Now it's our 25 hours. Let's call. Let's call. Join the channel. We could use your support. Leave a comment. Press that like. Share this information with everybody else. Tell them it's time to call. That's everybody. We can't be okay with this. Educate yourself. Educate others. Then come back for more.
Hey, y'all. The Amazon boycott starts today. We are not buying anything from Amazon. I know it sucks and I know it's hard for a lot of y'all, but we're going to have to make them feel it, okay? Like we did Target. Target, we're doing a 40-day fast on their ass. We need to do the same thing with Amazon.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.